Members of Hamas have loaded the coffins of four dead Israeli hostages into Red Cross vehicles. The BBC reports that those vehicles have now driven away. The handover occurred as Hamas members stood by holding weapons. More than 6,000 IRS workers are expected to be fired by the end of the week. That's according to a source with knowledge of the plan. CBS News White House reporter Aaron Navarro has the details.
Primarily targeted are those who have just joined within the past year or so, known as probationary employees. After a directive from the Trump administration to federal agencies to target these employees to cut first.
Homeowners are still cleaning up after that powerful winter storm brought damaging winds, rains, and flash floods to parts of the South. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Clarksville, Tennessee, now under a cold weather advisory.
When you've got all this snow on the ground and bitter cold outside, you're going to want to stay home, stay off the roads, and try to stay warm. But there are still many people without power and without heat to their homes, hoping that they can get some help here as soon as possible.
Apple has released a sleeker and more expensive version of its lowest price iPhone called the 16E, which has the chip needed to run Apple's latest AI features. The starting price is $600. That's a 40% increase from the last iPhone SE.
Say Andrew Lester's attorneys informed them of his death. Lester, who was white, fired twice through his glass door at Ralph Jarl, saying he was terrified. His attorney said he was acting in self-defense. Jarl was 16 at the time and went to the wrong house to pick up his twin brothers. Jarl's family says another black child harmed by prejudice will never see the man who shot him face the full weight of the justice system. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
And now to Rome, where there's an update on the health of Pope Francis.
I'm Seth Doan in Rome. Pope Francis is in stable condition, according to the Vatican's update Wednesday evening. Doctors reviewing the Pope's blood tests say they saw a slight improvement in the indices that measure inflammation.
President Trump says Elon Musk will head to Fort Knox to check the country's gold reserve. Trump said on Air Force One, if the gold isn't there, we're going to be very upset. This is CBS.
A riddle brought to Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus 2 times O'Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Alligators look like they've been dipped in a bag of Cheetos.
I'm an orange moon.
No, the alligators in South Carolina have not been listening to Erica Badu or donning spray tans, but they are sporting colors one might be more likely to see on a pumpkin. The South Carolina Aquarium says that's because alligators hunkering down for the winter, for a period of relative inactivity called brumation, settle into mud holes. Some of that mud has clay in it, hence the bright colors. Experts say the creatures come out to bask in the sun, and it dries on their skin like a thin coat, which happens to be orange. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Check your freezer. Trader Joe's recalled its acai bowls due to potential plastic contamination. The specific bowls, dates, and flavors are listed on their website. The company says the recall is out of abundance of caution since it may contain foreign materials. Customers will get a full refund. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Just here.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. You may see a few snowflakes out there here in the overnight. Otherwise, plenty of clouds. Lows in the mid-single digits or wind chills between 0 and 5 below. A northwest wind will continue. On Thursday, a couple of flurries early. Otherwise, mostly sunny, mid-20s. Currently, 8 degrees.
WRJN.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come home.
Just a little bit.
Mister,
just a little bit. she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
Let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be
This is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
salvation, don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight. Baby does the hanky panky.
Lightning, heavy metal thunder,
racing with the wind. I'm not feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of your guns and weapons and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born gonna be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
Stones together.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
She stuck close to me the whole night through. she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
And starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Ain't a rainbow.
as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they're One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka.
I can't stop this feeling. Inside of me, girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. We're following a developing story out of the Middle East. The bodies of four hostages who died in Hamas captivity have arrived back in Israel. The remains were loaded onto Red Cross vehicles in Gaza as members of Hamas stood by carrying weapons. The BBC's Sebastian Usher tells us what happens now.
They will be airlifted then to a forensics unit where the process of formal identification will take place. The Israeli government, the Israeli authorities won't actually formally announce the identities of those who've been handed back until then.
The Transportation Department has rescinded approval of New York's congestion pricing. Secretary Sean Duffy spoke to CBS's Chris Van Cleve about that decision.
The New York taxpayer funded those streets. And the way the governor set this up is, she said, even though you already paid for these streets, you can't use those streets unless you pay an additional toll. Well, if I'm the taxpayer, I'm like, I already paid for the street.
The plan is to cut congestion and fund mass transit with a $9 toll on passenger cars. President Trump went after Ukrainian President Zelensky on Truth Social and in a speech in Miami. CBS's Erica Brown reports.
President Trump continued his war of words with Volodymyr Zelensky.